football on Off the Ball.
It was ferocious, incredible. The intensity from the stands just transmitted itself onto the pitch, and the city couldn't breathe.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Rugby Daily with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Thursday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack. On the way, Dan Sheehan gives Off the Ball an update on his ACL recovery. Former Scotland captain Stuart Hogg is sentenced following his domestic abuse conviction. And referees have joined the English Rugby Rebellion against the RFU's chief executive and chairman. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. Dan Sheehan has given Off the Ball an update on his recovery from an ACL injury. The Leinster hooker sustained the problem in the first half of Ireland's first test defeat to the Springboks in Pretoria in July. He's now in a race to be fit for the Six Nations. And speaking to Aisling O'Reilly at today's announcement of Just Eat sponsorship renewal with Leinster, Sheehan gave the latest on his recovery.
Dan Sheehan, it's nice to get a chance to sit down and chat. I suppose first off, how is everything going with the ACL injury?
Yeah, it's good. It's nice to put on the kit for the first time this year. But no, it's gone really well so far. I've been well looked after by my physio, Emma, in Leinster. And we haven't had many setbacks, and everything is as good as it can be. So about 4.5 months in now, post-surgery, and probably another couple of months. And I don't want to rush it, is the main thing. So I don't want to put a date on it in my head, so that I don't want to be rushing back for a specific game at the minute, but I'll play it week by week and hopefully get early into the new year sort of back playing a good bit of rugby and get back to the level that it was.
The way you say you don't want to rush it, like, that's obviously the right mentality to have. Did you always have that with injuries, or is that something you've learned over the years?
This is probably the first big injury that I've had. I've had a few different surgeries, but they're all sort of 6-8 weeks maybe. Early on in my career, probably when I was back playing club. So it's been, the first couple of weeks were definitely challenging, of just sort of getting the mindset of, how are you going to approach this? Or is it trying to get back, into the mindset of being indoors for the next couple of months? Like, it's tricky when watching the lads, hop out to training every day. But no, it hasn't been too bad. And my first couple of weeks were very much, all right, let's do this as quickly as possible we get back. Try to get back for European games and all this stuff. But I've learned over the last couple of weeks that, you got to make sure you're right and fully fit before you go back, and 100% confident that, you're comfortable being on the pitch. And that's what I'll do now for the next couple of weeks, is make sure I'm in the best possible position going back onto a pitch, and hopefully have a busy end of season that I'm fit for the whole thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Was there advice from other players who've been through similar injuries like an ACL?
Yeah, I was rooming with Josh van der Fleer when it happened in that first test over in South Africa, and he's gone through it, and he was very diligent with his sort of rehab, and he's come back better than ever, and won World Player of the Year, and hasn't really stopped since. So he just said get on top of it early and make sure. Now, to be honest, I haven't had to think about it a whole lot because of Emma Galvin in Leinster has been absolutely super, with just sort of taking the lead of what to do and when to do it, and she's all over it. So I just sort of follow along. But it hasn't been too bad. It's just sort of getting that right mindset that it's going to take a while, and just being comfortable with it and sort of trying to use the time wisely.
Aisling also caught up with Tommy O'Brien today at the Aviva, with Leinster preparing for their opening pool fixture in the Investec Champions Cup away to Bristol on Sunday, a game you can hear live and exclusive on Sunday's Off the Ball. Leinster, of course, are looking to atone for 3 consecutive defeats in finals.
I really want to get that 5th star in Leinster, so this is the start of it now. So everyone's buzzing, everyone's really excited to get going.
And how do you deal with the heartbreak over the last few years? I know you're a really young player coming onto the squad the last few years, but the heartbreak there from the previous years, what is that like within the group to, I suppose, have that hunger to go again and right those wrongs?
Yeah, 100%. There was a couple of brutal finals. I remember watching the one here in the Aviva, and that was potentially the worst, I think. But as you said, it just kind of drives the fire. You get so close every year, and we're so close to having three Champions Cup wins on the bounce. So it's very close, and we know how much work has gone into it, and this is the year that we'll get one step further.
You can hear the full chats with Dan Sheehan, Tommy O'Brien and Leah Tarpey with Aisling elsewhere in the Off the Ball rugby feeds. And don't forget, Bristol versus Leinster is live on Sunday's Off the Ball.
Off the Ball is coming to the Three Olympia this January as we preview the 2025 Guinness Six Nations in the company of some rugby royalty. In the green corner is Off the Ball's Brian O'Driscoll, and in the white corner, England's World Cup winner Austin Healey. England's World Cup squad member Austin... England's 2003 World Cup injury cover but didn't actually play, Austin Healey, with some more special guests to be announced. It's all with thanks to Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. And we'll have some great prizes on the night, including match tickets for the home games against England and France. Tickets on sale now from €23. Go to offtheball.com/events for more.
Off the Ball.
Former Scotland captain Stuart Hogg has been sentenced to a 5-year non-harassment order and fined £600 for breaching bail conditions. His sentencing has been deferred until January 9th, having pleaded guilty to a single charge of domestic abuse against his estranged wife. Hogg admitted to tracking her movements and sending alarming and distressing messages. The court heard that Hogg would berate his estranged partner for, quote, not being fun while he was on drinking binges, and that he once sent her more than 200 text messages in the space of a few hours. The English RFU's Referees Union has joined the heave against the union's chief executive Bill Sweeney and its chair Tom Iloube. According to The Telegraph, the Rugby Football Referees Union has written to its 38 referee societies and federation members, urging them to sign the motion to call a special general meeting. There's been discussed at grassroots level in England at the revelation that Sweeney was paid a salary of £1.1 million, which included a performance bonus of £385,000 in a year where the RFU suffered a record financial loss of £37.9 million. Elements within English rugby are also furious at a letter from RFU president Rob Udwin, which describes stories relating to the salaries as media spinning and clickbait. The movement against the RFU's top brass needs signatures from 100 members to trigger a special general meeting.
Starting tomorrow, only in the Daily Mail.
I've got a new book deal. It's called Caring About Care. So get all the details in that. Leave your pre-order forms, but if you want to read about it, then there you go. So I'll put a whole chapter about caring about care, just for you.
Read The Evil Genius, starting tomorrow, only in the Daily Mail.
If you want to read about it, you read it in my book. That's how you get headlines, right?
Leon looked to have turned to former player Kareem Ghazal to rescue them from their slump. Earlier this week, John O'Gibbs left his role as coaching consultant to Leon's director of rugby, Fabian Gengenbacher, and returned to Super Rugby side the Chiefs. Ghazal was relieved of his duties as Stade Francais head coach in September after less than a year in charge. Last weekend's defeat to Pau leaves Leon second from bottom in the top 14. Leon begin their Challenge Cup campaign at home to Cardiff on Saturday, and they'll visit the Dexcom in January to face Connacht. Finally, John Williams, the first post-apartheid head coach of the Springboks, has died. He was 78. A lock during his playing days with Northern Transvaal, Williams won 13 international caps, playing in all three tests against the visiting Lions in 1974. Williams would go on to coach Northern Transvaal to three Currie Cup titles, leading to his appointment as box head coach in 1992. However, their return from isolation under Williams was not a successful one, as they won just one of their five tests in 92, that coming against France in Lyon. Following his retirement as a player, he pursued a doctoral degree in Canada, while later in life he will be awarded his province's Farmer of the Year prize. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. My name's Richie McCormack. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you, with thanks to Bank of Ireland, tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.